Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
Well, first I must say, happy Singles Week.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering.
I try to remember. I want to celebrate that with you.
It's so important.
It's really important. I mean, especially since we're still in Sexual Health Month.
Here's the thing.
Sexual Health Awareness Month.
Well, a lot of times singles are having the most sex. That's important to remember.
That is important to remember.
And it's important to remember that if you're single, you can celebrate being single every fucking day.
Every single day. It's a hoot.
Someone else who's like, I thought we were going to do my thing. And it's like,
on our anniversary or on a birthday.
No, I never planned that. I never said I was going to.
I have a fun list of ways that being single helps your mental health that we'll go through in a little bit.
I love that.
But we got to give updates first, of course.
We have to give updates.
I have to tell you. I've given you a little bit of info, but I have to tell the people. Who knew? Let's just take a minute. Who knew month plus ago, 2 months ago, maybe 6 years ago, I don't remember, when 6'10 came into my life, that he'd still be lingering? No one saw that coming, especially after the first time and I didn't feel a thing.
Well, I think... I mean this with love, and I do think it's true with a lot of people, but like when one of your favorite things about someone else is if they love you.
Absolutely.
So if somebody
is number one criteria.
Like, right. So if somebody is like, I want to stick around, here are like nice things, or I mean, I'm like, Claire, I'll be excited the day you're like, I know that I'm great, but you're not for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But right now you love
attention.
You love
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we had gone back and forth. Remember, he was a little annoyed that I wasn't messaging.
Yeah. What is texting? But
whatever.
Absolutely.
I don't understand it. And then he texted me this past weekend and he said, saw your Indeed commercial, which is a commercial I happen to be in that runs. If you watch the Yankees play baseball, you'll see it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know where it's running. Then he texted right after that, told my friends she has bomb pussy. Aw.
Really
sweet. That's so sweet.
Well, yeah, because like it just shows he knows you. You know what I mean?
He knows me. He knows my soul.
He knows you. He cares about you. It's not just physical.
Like, she's a great person. Nope. She's funny. Nope.
You know what, though? He could have said, like, ugh, that woman was annoying.
That bitch.
But he didn't say that. He was
He didn't say that. Because he's not done with me either. Okay?
Yeah. I love that he told the group that.
I love that the boys would know that. I love to be known. So
me
whenever
too.
I get to show meet up. Them, which pray not, I can say, hey, I'm the bomb pussy. Yes,
that's
thank
me.
You. So nice to meet you all. So anyway, so then we had a lovely, I said, ha, 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 wow, I feel so honored.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to try to figure out like scheduling.
That's interesting that you said that. I'm sorry to say that. Okay. Like, what do you think I would say if somebody said, I just told my friends that girl has a bomb pussy. I would be like, never text me again.
Never text. But this is just sex.
I understand. I would regardless feel. I mean, that would just hit me in a place that's like,
in
whoa.
A different way.
Or I mean, I might even be sarcastic back. That's like, forget about how funny I am. Like my my pussy's hilarious. Like whatever.
It's a bomb.
So to just say like thank you is hilarious.
Well, I was taken aback and wasn't quite sure how to respond.
How does one respond?
But I can't.
I told
like,
my friends he's got a big ass dick.
I am on a podcast every week talking about
I understand that.
So I can't be, you know, it's like.
Yeah, but I don't tell them I'm talking about them. I don't point. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Hey, on my podcast, I said you have a big D.
I mean, because even then it's a code word. The fact that they saw your face and then they said.
Pussy.
Hey, pause it. Do you see that woman?
Well, the other thing is like, well, I guess he knows me a little bit more than maybe some other hookups just because we worked on that thing together. Like slightly.
In and out.
No, girl. No. I said only a little bit better than other hookups. Not that he knows me.
Right.
But I feel like what else would he talk? You know what I mean? Like there isn't much that he knows about me to even compliment.
Okay. Here's the difference that I think for me, like even if I'm not there, even if it doesn't matter, like I would want them to be like, I saw you in the commercial. You looked so pretty. I saw you in the commercial and I couldn't help but like gloating around my friends. I saw you in the commercial and like, I just had to text you like I was thinking about or whatever.
Yeah.
There's just so many things. Honestly, thousands.
If I cared about him.
It's not about him. It's about the way he's talking about you.
Yeah, I think I'm not surprised, but like I'm not because it is just like it's been just about
sex.
Well,
it doesn't bug you. That's the thing. It doesn't bug you. It would bug me. It doesn't bug you. That's okay.
This is not a man I'm getting in a relationship with.
We know that. We knew that.
So if he wants to say that, I'm not going to like respond with you shouldn't have said that or I wish you would have said it a different way or whatever. Because then there's emotions involved and I'm not emotional about it. It's like, okay, great. That's what you think of me. Noted. You know what I mean?
Yes, you're entitled to that feeling.
Yes. So, continuing on with our friend 610.
Right. So, what did you say?
So, a couple days later, because it was like, okay, let's meet, let's get together.
Okay.
And then we had a couple days. We're going back and forth of like figuring out when. And then he didn't respond to my last message. And then a few days later at 2:43 a.m. Specifically Saturday night at 2, or I guess Friday night, Saturday morning, 2:43 a.m. Okay. I receive a meme.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you know about this, but some people try to communicate feelings through memes.
I don't like that.
And some people just think they're funny.
Right.
With a little bit of truth.
Right.
It's not a mature thing to do. It's not a way to communicate really great. But at 2:43, I received, it's like this cartoon of two naked people. There's a woman who's sitting, we see her back, and she's sitting on the edge of a bed smoking a cigarette. And then there's a man that's curled up like in a fetal position on the bed.
After and sex, I dare a man to try to even touch his toes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Already this is false, but okay.
And then the text says, when you caught feelings, but she just needed some dick.
Absolutely.
So we struggled with this.
We did struggle with it.
How to respond? How does one respond to such a thing?
Well, I think what I said is like, sorry, are you talking about me? Like,
well, there's not necessarily, we don't want to assume, right?
But yeah,
we
you also, don't want to assume.
But also, like, that's very specific. Like, out
also,
of the
you
millions
just...
of memes out there to send that one.
Well, he also just said bomb pussy. So I'm like, right. I think we're on the same page. I think we're
both
smoking.
But then is he saying he's catching feelings? Like,
I don't know because he can't verbalize that.
He can't verbalize that. I don't know. So with your assistance, I responded that afternoon. Yeah. Ha ha ha. Wait. Is this about me? .. I don't smoke, winky face. See, we're making a joke. Yeah. The next day, he responded, yeah.
Oh.
LOL, yeah, you don't smoke. Wow. Okay.
So he's confirming this is about you?
I don't know. So then I responded, well, you know, I have to make a joke. I also didn't want to assume this was anything more than a funny meme. And he has yet to respond to that.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm exhausted. So if he is claiming to have feelings, then maybe I do need to say bye. Like, but also, how would he have feelings?
That's, I'm like, I'm sorry, you can't have feelings. We've hung out 2 times.
I know. I mean, the only positive is that, and I understand it, it's hard when you see someone's brilliant brain work.
And
when
a bomb pussy? Him,
and a bomb pussy? Are you kidding me?
That's a sick combo, Claire.
He's obsessed. He's obsessed with me.
He's obviously obsessed.
Yeah. So I don't know what is gonna happen.
I would just drop it and be like, do you want to come over Thursday? Like, I would literally drop it because, like, I'd have no idea what this is. Listen, you know when you can just tell someone's immature?
Well, we don't. He's like 30 something. He's early 30s, and early 30s people are so immature. I kid, but no. But
Some of them aren't. He does seem very young with this whole back and forth, especially with sending a meme to express your feelings. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm an adult. What?
Yeah.
But that's me, and that's how I am.
Oh, well, that's just you. You know, it's just you. So that's been the most exciting thing that's happened. I haven't been on the apps really at all. And absolutely. I have to say, I have, in full transparency, I changed my medication a couple of weeks ago, and I do feel that that's made me a little less horny and a little less, like, excited about all of that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel a little fatigued. So I'm just kind of paying attention to how that's reacting.
Yeah.
And how I'm feeling. So, you know, we'll see. I'm just not that excited.
At the end of summer, I'm not the only one who's like, talk to me when it's fall. Okay.
Well,
because at the end of summer,
I
say, you get a little jean jacket.
You grab it and you're on the go.
I'm going to wear booties.
Some tights and a jean jacket.
I'm a witch.
You're out the door.
I'll cast a spell on you.
Watch out.
You're mine.
You're mine forever.
That's kind of what I do. Sorry to say. So,
yeah,
don't worry. I would just, ride this out. And then if you decide to go back on, you can be like, hi, what's up to anyone?
Well, again, I got all excited. This is what I do all the fucking time is I get all excited one night and I'm gamifying the thing where I go through and I swipe a bunch or I message a bunch. And then I'm overwhelmed and I'm tired. And then I don't go on for 3 weeks. And then it's like, hey, sorry. You know?
Yeah.
So, anywho, I'm in that not respond, not looking. I'm glancing at Hinge to see if there's, because there's one woman that I'm talking to, but she was busy. So she was like, I'll let you know when I'm done. So I'll glance, like she's moving or whatever, you know, like the whole thing. So I glance to see like if she's responding or some of the other people that I've talked to a little bit more. Versus like just initial conversation.
Absolutely.
I am not looking on Field as much because they can see when you've last been on it.
I know.
And I don't want that to be known.
I find that annoying.
Yeah. I want to be able to look at what you said and for you not to know that. Okay. How freaking difficult is that?
Wow.
Livid. I need incognito mode.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you could pay extra for that, but whatever. I'm paying enough. Yeah. So that's my status update for the week.
Very impressive.
It's very exciting. Now, I do believe
Jesse Jollis has
a little update.
Well, so the park guy, as you'll recall, the guy I went on the park date with.
The park date with, which you made out with in, like, on the picnic, like,
blanket.
I was like, what is it?
Yes. Although I do think it's important to remember, I love making out and I would do my due diligence with anybody.
We know that. But if it's, But there was a hesitancy in the park, daytime park.
Right. But we did great. And he, as you remembered, like catered his kissing is like what
Absolutely.
I found out later. But what I also found out from this guy is like, this is a guy who's not messing around. Okay. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Please
there's that energy to him that's like really open, really emotionally vulnerable. And also that's like, this is what I'm looking for. This like there's just no, which is why I was like, let me just figure out how to pace this.
Yeah.
Because I can already tell I need to make sure that I'm on board.
Okay.
So last week. Yeah. I was like, it was our second date. We were going to go on a second date. And leading up to it, first of all, he was like, you plan it, whatever you want to do, which is my greatest turn
you
off.
Hate
like
it.
I literally
you hate
was like,
that.
I hate him. And I can't believe he did this to me.
How dare
and then
he?
I said, Jesse, look at this as a fun way to be lazy. I said, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Yeah. I do have to say that now when I go to break, which is the pool bar right
the
by my house.
Place, yeah.
Every waitress looks at me like, who's this guy? No, it's like I come in and I bring a different guy. It feels like once a week. And
you can't be the only one that does that.
I hope not. I'm sure normally, I mean, maybe that makes me cool because maybe normally guys do it. Also, probably they're good at pool.
You think like, you'd be better at this point.
You would think I'd be better. I'm pretty bad at pool, but it's like something fun you can do. So, and it's right around the corner from my house. It's all to do with laziness.
No,
but,
it's
but,
a great but, activity.
The one bartender looks at me and I want to be like, hey, girl, it's me again. This is just like the easiest spot. I like don't know what to say. It feels like I need to confess to her because, again, there's no consistency
she knows. There's
in
nothing.
The guy I'm bringing in.
There's
no there's consistency. There's
no confession needed. She's fully aware of
yeah,
what's
happening.
Yeah, she
knows, I guess, what's happening. You know what? It's just embarrassing for me. But
don't
it's
be
fine.
Embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm
I think
proud.
It's wonderful.
I'm
Look
a player.
At this girl
She's
getting
a player.
These dates.
Look at her getting beards in here left and right.
All
so,
these beards.
Actually, that guy didn't really have a beard. But the point
oh,
is,
wow.
So we're there. First of all, it's really, really important to remember that right before the date, my stomach was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I said, now, stomach, we did say we committed to this date and he's driving 40 plus minutes to get
Stop
here.
Stop it. The lengths that men travel to get to you.
Well, it's incredible when they say you plan it. And then I go, you're damn okay. straight. I will. This yeah. is around the corner from me, which he knew because he dropped me off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, last time. But I said, I'm not above it. I've always been lazy. So anyhow, he's on his way. He's like, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I was like, amazing. I'm going to be 10 minutes late, too, because I feel sick. I literally had to say that because I was like, don't lie. Your stomach is killing you. And like, you feel sick.
Did you feel like you were going to throw up or was it just like a lot of gas? And
no, as per usual,
bloating.
It was a lot of gas. And I think I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because I took Gas X. I thought that gets rid of gas, but it also, I think, helps you pass gas.
Expel the gas.
Expel gas. So anyhow, I'm like, Winnie is like, what symphony is going on in the bathroom? And I'm like, oh my God, my stomach hurts so much and I'm so bloated.
Yeah.
I was like wearing these pants that I was like, I guess, Boy. Like just go out the door and just try to get there. So I'm there. I see all my waitresses giving me looks and I'm like, hey, girls, it's me
hey,
again.
Girls.
Hey, guys, it's me again. And like, you know, like there's fun. There's like nice fun energy, but there is that kind of like friend energy, like
okay.
not like that flirty kind of
not
like
flirty sexual energy.
I don't think to me it wasn't. It was more okay. just like friends. Also, my stomach hurt. So I was like, I can't focus.
If we remember.
What?
The first date, just to reiterate, because you said he had such a fun energy, but you guys both were very vulnerable and had really talked about some deep stuff in the park. So there's a fun energy, but also you've exposed yourself a bit to each other.
Yeah, he's like a very deep, serious person, I think, sometimes. And like,
okay,
which is fine. And I like that. But... then it's like, how's our fun energy, if you will? And like, right. It's okay. But again, my stomach's hurting. My stomach's hurting so much. I am like, we're in the corner playing. And I was like, not only did I just stop even trying to make shots, I was just like, I need to get the white ball in that corner because I'm about to like crop dust this whole area. Like, I was just like tooting around the table. Toot around the table. And I was like, you know, there comes a point, like, if you toot one time, I think you're embarrassed. After 50, you're like, this is me. Like, I was just very much like, I'm sick. I don't feel good.
Were they loud?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my that God. Means, Claire, if they had been loud, I would have killed my. Yeah, they were deadly.
They were deadly.
They were deadly. If they had been loud, I would have left. I mean, I don't know what I would have done, but so that's happening. Okay. And then literally, I think we played two games and I was like, are you good to go? And he was like, one more. And I was like, I have to tell you, I'm in some serious pain. I need to go back and take Tums and or smoke because my stomach's killing me.
Right.
And then this was a moment I would have loved for him to be like, say no more. But he was like, we'll go quick, which I'm like, we're the two worst pool players in this place.
You said
my stomach's really hurting.
I need to go. And he said, no, let's play
quickly. Yeah.
I don't love that at all.
I didn't love it either. And I kind of felt like weird that I'm still playing when I've literally.
Yeah. Why are you still playing?
Almost, I'm wincing. I'm in such pain.
Why? I'm very surprised you didn't just say no.
I'm also surprised. I just think like.
You were so in the zone of like, I'm in pain, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. Like,
yeah, I think so then I was like, okay, I'll invite him over to my apartment.
Really?
Yeah, because.
Even with the poop, the farty fart machine happening.
Yeah, because I was like, I'll take Tums or like something. I was like, I just want to see if I want to see this guy again is the thing. I just didn't know. And I was like, what I don't want to do is end here and then I'm gonna have to see. I was like, I just need to know what's gonna happen because I could barely talk. I don't remember anything said at the pool.
Wow.
Like I was really just focused on not dying.
My God, what was wrong with your damn stomach?
I don't know. I'm sick of my stomach. So anyhow, sick of me. So I get home. I'm like smoking. I'm like, I have to smoke. He's like, okay. I like get him a beer because luckily some of the guys who have come to my apartment before have brought beer and love beer. So I have beer. And I'm like, what kind of cool beer do you want? Anyhow, I'm a fun mom. So he's perfect. Like, I'm like taking a Tom. I come back. He's got my ukulele. And he's like,
excuse me,
which I didn't even know. I was like, oh, I couldn't figure out how to tune it. He's tuning my ukulele. He's playing the ukulele. And then I swear to God, it was like a weird moment for me. And maybe he could tell how stressed I was. I always think I'm hiding. I'm sure he could tell.
You don't hide. I don't hide. Well.
So he starts singing. Don't worry. Be happy. He's like, don't worry. Be happy. And like, I've never even heard the lyrics to the song, but he's singing all the lyrics, which are really interesting.
Yeah.
I just knew the chorus. Anyhow, so that's he's singing so it, and funny. Then he's like, sing it with me, which I was like, this would be a cute moment if I were feeling this in any way.
Right.
But it is so, but I also was like, take those words and think about it. Don't worry. Be happy. Am I spending too much time worrying? Is this worry? Wow. Like, stress?
I love reading into me too. The song he's singing. The one song he knows how to play on the ukulele.
Listen, it felt like it was happening.
Yeah.
So then we start making out and I was like, you know, what's great about me is like, right now at this moment, I don't want to do anything, but we all know that if you kiss me the right way and or get me going, your girl can show up.
And I'm assuming your stomach is significantly better at this point.
Yeah, it's doing a little better.
Okay.
So I'm not as stressed. We're like,
are you farting on the couch with him?
No, the farting has stopped. Has stopped. Okay. Oh, I should have specified that. So luckily I only farted in public.
And that's sweet.
That's this is embarrassing. Sweet. Okay. So then we get back. So then we're making out. We're like in my room and.
Okay.
Okay. But this is the thing. I'm like not getting turned on. No. I'm like, I'm not getting turned on.
Was the kissing, because last time he adjusted his kissing and it turned out to be very good.
Yeah. And he was also massaging my neck, which I think is a really important thing. Because when the neck massaging wasn't happening, I was just like, damn, this is a lot of tongue. Like, homeboy is literally running his tongue around my teeth, like the top of my teeth, which if that is something that people are into, I have a great guy for you. but I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I can't so much tongue. I can't get into this kiss. Like, I can't get into this kiss.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know what. Yeah. To do. I don't know how and when or why, but it's like my shirt's off, his shirt's off. I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Cause I was like, I can't get into it. I can't get into it.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. So at one point he was like, do you want a 69? Which is the kiss of death for me anyway.
Okay.
Because, like,
well, first,
no, I don't.
69. We know we don't love it. Multiple things at the same time.
Do you
time.
Want me to do something like mediocre to you? And if you sneeze on my dick right, I'll come.
I'll be fine.
So
okay, so this is just from the making out. So we haven't like been doing oral or whatever. Like this is his
pants are on. Pants are on.
Pants are on, and he suggests 69. I feel like 69 is after we've both like touched genitalia orally. Like let's step it up.
I think he knows something's wrong because like my pants are on.
Yeah.
And I mean, he doesn't know my style of sort of like seducing is not touching him really at all.
That is your style of seducing. Yes,
it's my style. And there was one part where like I think it's like what I realized, because he said he was a switch. Okay.
Okay.
But what I realized is that he actually prefers to be submissive.
Okay.
Because there was one point where I was just like kissing while straddling, and then he said, I pulled away, and he said, I'll be a good boy. And I thought, I can't do this. But he also said my face, because later on, I didn't say anything, but later on, we had switched positions. He said, I could tell you didn't want to do that, so you can be a good girl for me. And I went, I don't want that either. Oh God, like what's happening? I don't
the
even know.
The boy and the girl. Ugh. It's like,
yeah, I'd like an
not
adult. I need an adult. Yeah. I want a bearded man who's wood, you know, whittling wood. Really good with his hands and his mouth. Ugh. So he says that. I look like I've been literally stabbed in the gut.
Yes.
My stomach's really. So then I think it was like, he asked about 69 and I went, my stomach. I said, I'm really sorry. My stomach is really hurting me. I can't. Yeah. I simply can't. He's like, do you want to have sex? I said, my stomach.
I can't.
Which honestly, if your stomach feels tight, the idea of putting something.
Absolutely not.
You're like, no, that's not going to help either.
So, well, first of all, you're going to fart all over the place.
Honey, I don't want to know what's going to happen.
And second of all, other things may come out. So we don't want to do that.
It's just kind of funny also that like, I think guys are like, oh, okay. Do you want to do this then? And it's like, no, I don't. But so anyway, I was like, no. And then.
I mean, I would rather have sex than 69 for sure. Penetrative sex.
I didn't want to. I right then my body was telling me I don't want to do anything more with this guy.
No. And that makes sense. I'm just saying in general, if those are the two options of what to do.
Oh,
69
sure.
is not the leader. But anyway, you were not feeling.
I just wasn't feeling it. Feeling and it. I was like, honestly, my body communicates in mysterious ways. And I'm like, I think this is my body being like, we don't want to do this. Don't make us do this.
Yeah.
And I'll give him credit. He's really great about, he was like, I just want to cuddle then. I said, well, I'll give you, my friend.
I'll give you that.
So as we're cuddling, he goes back into like really kind of big questions. And like, I can tell this guy is like looking at the future. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
About like kids and what role would you play? It's like very right. So, I mean, but at that point, and here's the thing, I used to be attracted to guys who were attracted to me because I'm like, the good news is he's smart. You know, he has good taste. He can recognize a diamond in the rough.
Right.
But ultimately, that time takes me off the market. That time takes me from meeting the right person and being able to spend more time with them. And it's kind of wasted energy and wasted, like, emotional turmoil, if you will.
If you continue seeing or investing energy with someone that you're not necessarily excited about, but they're excited about you.
Yeah, like the therapist, when I was seeing the therapist, it was like, I knew he was in from the get.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I need to slow down. I need to figure it out. And it's like, I probably did know. I just knew that wasn't my person. I was just kind of afraid to say that. And I was like, well, maybe I could figure stuff out, or maybe I could. So with this guy, it was very much like, I can see that he's a really great guy. He really is a great guy. He's a great guy. I think that sex, or you know, even kissing, it's like our physically we're not a match for each other.
Yeah.
And then I also feel like I can recognize that I don't think we're also a match for each other, like emotionally or just like as a best friend. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he left that night, and I mean, even as he was leaving, it was like, when can I see you again?
Okay.
And he was like, we can text about it, that's easier. So he texted me, and I was like, I gotta respond. So I was with you when I was like, what do I say? So I believe what we came up with was
I responded to 6:10 and you responded to him.
Yeah, we like to do it at the same time.
Afternoon.
So I said, you know, he said, like, had a great time. What does the next week look like to hang out or whatever? And I said, hey, I had a great time too, but I don't think we're looking for the same thing overall. Wish you the best, though. And this to me is exactly what self-love is, though. Self-love is being like, this isn't my person 100%. I don't need to waste any more time. And out of love, I'm not going to waste any more time for him.
Yeah.
Because he's ready to go.
Yeah. Anybody, he's looking for somebody.
Literally. If you like tongue and want to be wifed up, give me a reach out, because I got a guy for you.
I got a guy for you.
He's really, really, really kind and nice and emotionally intelligent. I'll say that. He's got a lot of great things going for him.
That's
so
fabulous.
He said, okay, Jesse, wish you the best as well. If you're willing, I'd be curious to hear what spooked you or what you see as the difference of what we're looking for. Always good to have feedback either way. I hope you find a partner that fits you beautifully.
I kind of love. I
you
love
loved that
response.
I was almost livid.
I was not. I thought it was very good.
I was livid because I was worried this was going to. I've had conversations where someone's like, what do you mean? And then it becomes a debate. And then it's like, so we should hang out again. So yeah. I was cautious of that, but my good friend Claire was like,
no,
tell
he's,
him about
he's
the kissing.
On board. He's like, yeah, but he's just curious, which how many times have we been curious? Be
Although, wait, what
are you turned off by? Like, what? Now it's like,
I would never ask. It's when someone's like, I'm not into it, I'd be like, say no more. I got you. Like, is it my face? It's my face. Like, I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster.
No, here's the thing. I want to know when something doesn't work out, but I also don't want to hear it.
I don't want to know.
You know what I mean? So, and you've said he's emotionally intelligent. So him to ask this question and for him to have embraced the more vulnerable questions before, it didn't sound like a setup.
No, but I think that sometimes when I've done that in the past, it's sort of a sign of like insecurity, because the truth of the matter is he didn't do anything wrong. He's just not my match, and I'm not his. Like, and so the idea of me saying even anything, he shouldn't adjust the way he is or any of the, he should make no adjustments based on what I say, because that isn't correct. He's not looking for the next Jesse. He's looking for his partner, which means everything he brings to the table at the beginning is going to be perfect for her. So when I used to ask questions like this, it comes from a place of insecurity, because it's like, I must have messed up. What did I do wrong?
And no, and that's exactly why I used to think that. But also, I think that there, when maybe younger, days when it's like, okay, you were so rude to the waiter. Like, that's such a turnoff. Like, that's a, or something like that. But that is not the case with him.
Someone who's rude to the waiter would never ask what happened.
Never ask. I know. I'm just trying to think of like an example of something like an act that maybe should be curbed.
And like, if someone's rude to the waiter in front of me, I'm going to apologize to the waiter. And then I'm going to be like, dude, I don't. So like, again, it wouldn't be a secret. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I was just trying to think of an example. But yeah. Okay. So you saw this as insecurity. I said, be honest. Why not? He's asking for it.
Yeah, right. And honestly, now looking at now, I'm like, I kind of wish that I just realized that the answer could have been like, you did nothing wrong. You seem like an amazing guy. I just think that we're not each other's perfect match. That's what I wish I had said.
I know. But you didn't say anything bad.
No, I said, to be honest, I don't think our kissing was compatible. And it's not like we didn't try, LOL. Because.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one.
Physically, but you're honestly, not compatible.
I regret it. But the good news is, I think that hopefully he knows that we just have different styles, which I believe he knows.
Yeah. Did he reply to that?
He said, really? That's funny. I had a sense of that, too. I wanted to use tongue and you didn't. Honey.
See? Look at that.
That's the thing.
We're all on the same page.
And a few other things with it, too. Ha ha.
Okay. See, yeah. Now we're not.
It
the
may
same
be
page.
An omen for like, yeah. So despite that, I did enjoy making out with you for hours. So again, I put in the time.
Yeah.
I don't think he said anything, but I wish I had told him what I realize now, which is that nobody ever makes a mistake, honestly, on a date, because you're a perfect person. You can't mess it up. You really can't.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't. And when someone's like, oh, it's not like I'm not feeling it, it's it has nothing to do with you. It just has to do with maybe them, where they are in their life, or that you're just not who they're looking for. And so you don't need to make an adjustment, because right. Who you're looking for will love you just the way you are. So I was proud of myself, because this is not the metaphor I want, but you know, with snakes, right. They say kill them, cut their heads off.
Uh-huh.
And like, what I used to do when I was insecure is have a lot of really hurt snakes in my warehouse, because then like, yeah, I don't like this guy, but I can call him and he'll take me out to dinners, or
well,
I don't
it's like
this
backups
guy,
on the bench, on the bench.
Yeah, exactly. All my bench players. But now I'm like, my bench is for my friends and for me and for things I like to do. And like, if someone's, you know, on the field, like let's shoot a good shot, you know, less tongue, a little less tongue, but let's go.
Let's play all the sports. Okay.
Let's play all the sports. I'm bad at every single one.
Not true.
No, the waitresses are confused.
But I think that's good with, there's no reason to continue.
No.
Seeing him, and that was good to go ahead and release.
Especially
because
he's a serious guy. He knows what he wants. That I'm like, I go take that energy and flourish. Yeah. Find her.
Godspeed.
She's out there. I know she is.
All right. Well, I am glad that you messaged, and it's all in the past, so you don't have to talk anymore to him.
Right.
You don't have to continue.
Yeah, we're not continuing, but
yeah,
it ended in a nice way.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, good. So now we simply must know that how being single can improve our mental health.
It already has.
Look at this, right? So this article is from Dame. Okay. Dame is a wonderful toy product, but they have repurposed it from a Talkspace article. I'll link to it in our description. So there are 8 indicators or 8 things that are fantastic about being single that help. So number one, and these are a lot very obvious, we know a lot of these, but just to reiterate, number one, you can get to know yourself better.
Girl, right? That's all I've been doing.
Absolutely. Listen, I, you know, just when I think I know her,
she doesn't know her.
There are more things come out.
It's true.
For sure. So what they're saying is like, get reacquainted with your core values. Think about all the things that make you smile, people that you love, the things that make you get out of bed in the morning, and remember what makes your heart feel full and what accomplishments you've achieved on your own that make you feel proud. So number two, you can learn how to be comfortable being alone.
Girl, don't I know it.
Don't we know it? And that's not the same as being lonely, right?
No.
Totally different.
You'll never
animal.
Be lonely if you like your own company.
I know. It's very true.
Yeah.
While in a relationship, it's easy to get used to always having someone around, and the adjustment to single life can be hard. So this is for someone who had a relationship. And society programs us to think that doing things alone is bad or embarrassing. It's not. Right. In fact, it's empowering. Once you've mastered the art of comfortably being alone, many doors will open for you. And then even going out to dinner by yourself won't seem like a big deal at all.
Yeah.
It's lovely. I, as you know, love to do things by myself.
Yeah.
Almost too much, because it's just, I love going to museums. I like going out to eat by myself too.
Yeah. I'm trying to do more like date stuff with myself.
Yeah.
I took myself rollerblading the other night and
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Number three, you can explore new interests. It's easy to get caught up in the routine with your partner and fall out of, into a rut of doing the same thing. So you can pursue interests and hobbies that you've always wanted to try, but didn't because your partner was holding you back or didn't want to try it without you or try it out with you.
Okay. Right.
So number four, you come first.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you should always come first.
I know. You really should. You really should. And also, it's like, yes, there's the self-love. There's the pampering yourself. There's the treat yourself, do all the helping with your confidence and all of that. But also, can I just say?
Yeah.
You can come first, too, if it's just you masturbating.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing. You don't have to wait around or wait until they're gone and finish yourself. That's my own issue. number five, you can play the field and not field as in field. If you want to, but that's not what they're necessarily saying. But it's to explore the different types of people.
Yeah.
Right? If you've been in a long-term relationship or been in relationships with the same type of person, bearded men. I kid. That's more of a visual. You can learn about preferences, who you vibe well with, who you don't, etc. Number six, you can explore your sexuality. So going back to the come first, right? Maybe if there's a certain type of kink that you want to try that your partner wasn't allowing, you can. And this is where being on field would be good. Revel in the sexual freedom that being single has to offer.
You can call anyone you want a good boy or girl.
You really can. And lick their teeth.
Do whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever. And remember that sex is good for your mental health.
I do remember that.
Please remember that.
It is good to remember that, isn't it?
It's very good for your mental health. That's the problem is that it's kind of like the same thing with exercise and eating well. I'm gonna keep doing it.
Don't because you fucking dare.
I know, because it's like we know we feel better after.
Yeah,
it's just, but if our mental health is not in a good place to start, it's kind of hard to get there.
I know, I was just trying to say,
it's like, because I'm figuring out my mental health with my meds and stuff, I don't have the excitement to message and get someone over here, even though I know I'd feel fabulous.
That's when it's got to be a return customer.
I know, but right now I'm down to just 6'10", which, as we know, is very complicated.
What about Bubbles?
I know Bubbles, but physically I feel like,
no, the dancer we hated.
We don't love the dancer.
Okay.
Right?
No, yeah, I forgot. I was trying to remember that. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes it is just texting people, hey, what are you doing
right now? Well, I tried to do that the other week, and then he ghosted me. That's just what happens.
That's fine. He's got feelings. So you've got to understand that when you have feelings, it's hard to communicate.
It's hard. It's really hard to communicate unless there's a perfect meme for it. Yeah. Okay, number seven, you can have stronger friendships.
Love that. That's true.
Right? Yes, and bonus research shows that having strong friendships reduces some health risks like high blood pressure.
I would think it helps with a lot of things.
Right?
I mean, blood pressure, great. But I think it helps with a ton of things. So,
yeah. So it's good to have those stronger friendships. And then eight. Now, this is kind of funny to me.
What?
But this is what they say. You're what? More likely to be physically active.
If what?
If you're single.
Oh, I believe that.
Right? Exercise is extremely beneficial to your mental health, as we know.
Because exercise, for the most part, is something you do by yourself.
Right.
So
single people are more likely to exercise regularly.
I'll just talk about when I used to date people in the past. This is what would happen. All of my activities or things I would be doing, like, oh, I go to this workout class. I'd be like, or I'm going to spend time with him. Or, I do this thing. Or... Right. Going to spend time with him. Yeah. So I would just give up things that I was doing because I'd be like, I really want to see him. But then it's like, what the fuck?
Right.
So anyhow, that's.
You've got more time.
Honey, I really do.
You've got more time.
Thank you.
It's very true. So anyhow, so those are the eight factors, eight things to indicate better mental health. As a single person.
I love that.
Now, one of my favorite episodes, that's not true. A moment in Sex and the City that I often think of is the secret single behavior.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Where is it?
Like Charlotte, they were talking about what they do when they're single, like what they, no one can see. And Charlotte, I believe, would look in like one of those crazy magnifying mirrors at her pores and like... And then I think Carrie's was like, put peanut butter and jelly on crackers and look at magazines, which whatever. But yeah, I'd say that my secret single behavior.
Oh,
is. I know it's well, besides like eating food as if I'm on a time limit. Like literally.
Yeah.
Devouring and eating things to completion even when I feel sick.
Yeah.
My other one is truly just the zoning out with like having my TV on and playing games on my fucking phone. And like, because I try not to be on my phone so much when I'm with someone.
Right.
And especially not that full zone out where it's like this weird catatonic state where it's like I'm half watching TV, half on my phone. And there's zero consciousness left. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
Yeah.
So I'd say that those are both destructive, but also my secret single behaviors.
I guess is it like.
It's essentially what you don't do. I know it's the single behaviors, whatever, but it's essentially what you don't necessarily want to do or if you're a little ashamed of it, like in front of a partner or a best friend even.
Right. I'm like, you there's know? So much stuff I do that it's like after a shower,
I
just lounge. That's not really that embarrassing.
You lounge on a chaise.
No, just like on my bed.
Yeah.
And
on your phone?
I mean, I prefer when Winnie comes over.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do go on my phone. I let myself zone out after a shower. It's like my favorite time of day.
Yeah.
And then things I'm embarrassed. I mean, I have pimple patches on normally like a lot. But see, I'm going to do that with somebody.
No, for sure. I mean, and there may not be. I think it's you know.
I guess it's like the idea of even like nothing's that embarrassing. I mean, no. It's like stuff in the shower. I'm like, are we talking about like all the hair I find? The amount of hair I find places that hair should never be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So hair. I hide hair in places it shouldn't be.
I don't think I have a good one. Maybe it's just like I do a lot of face masks. That's not embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. I think it's the things that, and it doesn't have to be that embarrassing. It's just something that you probably, you may do later in a relationship, but not in the early stages. You know what I mean?
I dance around. I mean, I pray to God that the guy that I end up with is like goes to work somewhere. Cause like I love having the house and like playing music and like my blow dryer. It's like the symphonies are going.
And
I don't want anyone to be like, I'm on a conference call. I'll be like, okay, take that conference call outside, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you go rent an office space and leave? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I would be quiet for him. I would do anything for him. Just kidding.
Oh, wow, don't say that. Not at all.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I just thought it was a fun way to celebrate National Singles Week.
Absolutely.
To talk about our single behavior. If you think of one, we'll post about it.
I'll think of it.
Okay.
I'm like, in a good way, there's nothing that I can do or you can do that's actually that embarrassing.
No, I think, again, it's like the food.
Again. Oh, the food?
It's the food thing.
I mean, even right now, I'm like, sometimes when you like gorge with someone, that's like the first time you bond with them.
That's so funny. I can't.
You know what
I mean? Yeah.
Like with Mr. Bagel, like I required him to have sweets at his place because he never did. And I was like,
stupid.
Let's. And then he would. I ate a lot of sundaes. I wonder why my stomach hurts. Yeah, I did. I ate a lot of sundaes.
Yeah.
I love sundaes. I really
do.
Love
a sundae.
Hot fudge. If you get
would
the
he
right-
have hot fudge?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
He got
like
all
that fudge topping.
Girl, if you get the hot fudge just right, it's like bye.
Bye. So that hot fudge and a good makeout and you're set.
That's really all I need.
That's all you need. Simple pleasures.
I know.
I think you can update your Hinge profile.
I'm going to put that in there.
Yeah, do that. Because I'm positive you won't get any messages about putting hot fudge on your body.
Hinge is really failing me right now.
It's really what?
Failing me right now.
Really? Is that because no one's, like, you're just not getting responses? Or messages?
Yeah, it's like anyone who's messaging me, I'm not that into.
Okay.
Anyone I reach out to absolutely never responds.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's okay for a hot minute.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's great. Yeah. I tell you, if you put in the hot fudge, then people will know what's up.
I would let someone lick hot fudge off me. It can't be that hot, but if I like them, absolutely.
Yeah. Would you lick it off someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I would. If it's hot fudge... Are you kidding?
What a great
trick. Honestly, that's
right?
How you trick me to touch and or lick areas. Okay. I'll be like, no. He'll be like, there's hot fudge. I'll be like, okay, bon appetit. Literally,
right.
I'll talk to you
see
in
you later.
But yeah, like I'm so excited. Of course I'll lick hot fudge.
We're gonna update the profile.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, then I guess the question remains.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But we do know that we've got bomb pussies.
Yeah, we do.